I'm taken by that verse in the gospel reading where Jesus is talking to the disciples about the need to pray always. It's an interesting phrase, the need to pray always. I want to think about that a bit today as we gather together. So often when we hear the word praying, we think right away of saying prayers. Praying sometimes is saying prayers. So when we hear Jesus say, pray always, the first thing comes to our mind is, well, how can we be saying prayers all the time? I mean, saying words is a form of prayer, but prayer has a broader understanding, I think, and I want to share some thoughts with you on that this morning. And also share these thoughts in the context of where we find ourselves in this time, in this place of just incredible conflict. You know, just in our country, in the world, just conflict. I don't know about you, but Mary and I, you know, the TV is on at night, the news is on, all of a sudden we just say, oh, let's put HGTV on, you know, flip to something else, you know, it's just a conflict. We'll share some thoughts on that. And some of these thoughts I've shared in bits and pieces before, but I want to bring some things together here this morning. There was a conference being given. It was an interfaith conference, and a Jewish rabbi, spoke. And in this talk, he was talking about the Hebrew tradition of the word for God, which one of the words for God, which is Yahweh. You heard that phrase? Yahweh. And he was pointing out that in the Hebrew tradition, you wouldn't even say the word Yahweh. You couldn't use that phrase because for the Hebrew folks, to name something is to own it or have control of it. It's one of the messages in that story of creation. If you remember, the first humans created, they begin to name the creatures. You remember that? They name the creatures. The power of that message is that by naming, they have power over it. They have control over it. But in the Hebrew tradition, you could never name God because you could not control or have power over God. So they honored that word that was never to be pronounced, the word Yahweh. They had other words that they used, but Yahweh was considered too sacred to even say. And this rabbi was pointing out that Yahweh wasn't really meant to be a word as much as Yahweh was meant to be the very breath of God. That the real meaning of the name Yahweh, of the word Yahweh, is the breathing. If you breathe, you say, that was it was a description of the breathing. And this rabbi said, it's the first word you speak when you're born. And all through our lives, we're speaking the word of God, the name of God, until at the very end when we face death, we return the gift to the creator of the gift. And all through our lives, we are breathing this name. And so in many ways, in that Hebrew tradition, I would suggest we're praying always. We're just not always aware of it. All of creation is praying always in this very breath, this breathing. After the rabbi gave this talk, there was a break. And an imam came up from a Muslim community in tears to this rabbi and said, I've just never heard that sense of understanding of God, of Yahweh, of this sense of God's presence in us. And he said, and they both embraced, and he said, Can I share with you a little bit of the Muslim tradition? And the rabbi said, yes. And the imam said, you know the name for God in Islam. And the rabbi said, yes, Allah. Do you know the meaning of that word? The rabbi said, I'm not sure I do. And the imam said to him that, you know, in their language, that A-L means the. And when you say, when you put A-L-L, you put two L's, it means the, or the great, or the only. And in English, you spell it A-H after that. But in our language, it's just H. And the word Allah means the great And they both embraced each other and said, how we have wasted time. How we have wasted time in our traditions. This deep understanding and meaning of the presence of God being in our very breathing, in our very kind of way of being, that God is present to us. And you know what? There's no Muslim way of breathing. There's not a particular Episcopalian way of breathing. There's not a particular Jewish way of breathing. Might I go so far to say there's not necessarily a Republican way of breathing or a Democrat way of breathing. We breathe. And the holy is in us. And so when I hear that reading today of Jesus praying always, I would suggest to you, we are. But we need to bring ourselves to be present to that presence of God in our breathing. Bring ourselves to become aware of that breathing. It's the very life breath. It's who we are. And I propose to you that we're called to be conscious of that and be aware of that in our lives. And so today as we gather together, I invite us to breathe. Do you ever come across somebody who's having a very stressful time? You're at work, home. I can't take this anymore. You know, hey, breathe, breathe. You ever said to somebody, breathe, calm down. There's something about that sense of breathing, that sense of the great. We have so much that we share in our lives. May we be united around that and realize we have different opinions and different ideas, but there's more that binds us together. So let us be aware of that breathing presence of God. Let us go forth into the world that needs that life breath and breathe that presence from our community into our world to make a difference.